It Real. I'm your host, Reverend Al Sharpton. I'm at 102.9 KBLX in San Francisco today. As I was flying from New York to Sacramento yesterday, got a text from Mary Pat Hector, who's in Ghana, saying, "My home state, we won the nomination. First time Stacey Abrams won." When I landed, a young member of Nash Action Network in Atlanta, young white student, left me two texts saying the same things. This young lady has awakened young people, old people, women and men of all races, and is on the brink of history. If y'all that listen to me all over the state of Georgia come out and vote, I want to welcome her to the show. She's done Politics Nation, my TV show. We're going to have her on again. And I think that we all are proud in the Deep South, Dr. King's home state, to welcome back to the show Stacey Abrams. Congratulations, first of all, Ms. Abrams.
Thank you so much, Reverend Sharpton.
This morning I was reading out here in Politico, they said that your victory was a roadmap for Democrats. Let's get beyond just black politics, for Democrats in this era. What did you do? What are the components that led to your primary victory and you're using that model into November?
Well, first and foremost, we focused on the ground. We did an extensive field program. We got a lot of pushback from pundits about the fact that instead of raising money and holding it to run television ads in the last few weeks, we really focused on investing in field staff. We had folks on the ground in every part of the state. Number two, we ran on a message that was authentically progressive. We talked about expanding Medicaid, about ensuring historic investments in early child learning and child care, continuing criminal justice reform, helping small businesses get access to capital, really having conversations where we didn't concede that fixing the environment and fixing the economy are Republican conversations. They're not conservative. We talked about progressive values. And then the third thing was that we brought everyone to the table. What we saw on Tuesday was that I won 153 of 159 counties. That meant we won rural white communities. We won urban black communities. We won suburban communities of color. We won in the north near Tennessee and in the south near Alabama. And that kind of victory, I think, signals a roadmap where we don't have to concede our values in order to win our voters.
One of the things that has impressed me about the Abrams victory is what you just said. You have been a progressive all of your career, your political career. And obviously, you have embraced who you are, and you have not given away any of your authenticity to get votes. I think people voted for you because you are authentic and could relate to them, even if they were of a different background, but of the same needs and feelings that you expressed.
I think that's exactly it. Part of the approach that I take, not only to my role as a political leader, but I did this as the leader of the New Georgia Project when we were registering hundreds of thousands of voters. I did this as a business leader who tried to move capital to small businesses. You have to meet people where they are. My mom, who's used to be a librarian and is now a United Methodist minister, her favorite phrase was, "You meet people where they are, not where you want them to be." And what she meant is that we spend a lot of time trying to convince people to come to us. But if you want to win votes, if you want to change policy, you got to go where people are. You can't wait for them to come and find you.
You don't know yet who you're going to be facing in November as the Republican candidate. They are in their own runoff. But no Democrat has won that state in 20 years. And you would not only be breaking the barriers down in terms of gender and race, but you would also be reversing the trend that Georgia is a red state. What do you say to the Democratic leadership around the country that they can learn from your success so far?
Georgia is an incredibly diverse state. We're much more diverse than any other southern state. We have roughly half of the population is comprised of people of color, but we also have a very strong contingent of white progressives who vote Democratic every cycle. And you would say white voters writ large, 23% of the vote for Democrats is from the white community. When you add that to people of color and you actually invest commensurately in all of these communities and you don't pretend to be a Republican to do it, I think that's the recipe for victory. And we've seen it work. We know that the Obama coalition won not because he pandered to any certain or pretended any certain beliefs that were not authentic. It's because he did the hard work, as you know, through NAND. He did the work on the ground of organizing, of talking to people, of understanding their needs and their concerns. And so what we have said is, look, in the state of Georgia, Democrats lose elections by 200 to 250,000 votes. There are more than 1 million eligible, registered, Democratic-leaning voters. Our mission has to be to go and talk to every one of them and to invest in them as though their voices matter. Because if we're willing to do that, we will win.
We're in January 2019, and Stacey Abrams has been inaugurated governor of the state of Georgia. What will be your first three priorities in your state?
First job is to expand Medicaid. Medicaid expansion means letting working people finally have access to health care, saving rural hospitals, helping our veterans. We have 25,000 veterans being denied access to health care because we didn't expand Medicaid. It will save rural hospitals, and we will be on the path to create 50,000 jobs. Second is to turn in a budget to the state legislature that includes historic investments in early childhood learning with a child care tax credit that will help families put their children into high-quality early learning situations so our children don't start out behind anymore. And number three, it will be expanding access to capital to small businesses. Atlanta is known for the work that we've done on minority contracting. The problem is, if you can't afford to take the contract, if you can't get bonded, if you can't buy the equipment or hire the staff and have enough payroll for the first few weeks while you're waiting for that check to come in, it doesn't matter. And so I want to make certain that we focus on the economy, on education, and on healthcare, because if we do those three things, we are going to make certain that every family has the freedom and the opportunity to thrive.
No doubt about it. Access capital is what I'm out here in California dealing with. Let me ask you this, and I'll let you go. You have also shown to me great stability and self-awareness, because the fact that you are now a national celebrity of sorts, you're focused. You're staying right there in Georgia. You're not reacting to all of that. And I think that the people in Georgia can be confident, if you're elected, that you want to do the job that you elected to do there at home and not use it as a stepping stone to do Dancing with the Stars or some other show other than mine, of course. But I think that your security and self-awareness is so startling for a lot of people that I see that overnight forget the mission.
I'm the daughter of a shipyard worker and a librarian who both became United Methodist ministers. My parents raised me with the values of family, faith, and service. You don't forget why you started things. And they told me, if you see a problem, you try to fix it. And you know this. You have been working to fix challenges your entire career. And for me, I think poverty is immoral. And I think it's too intractable and entrenched in the South. And I know that if I have the honor of serving as governor, we can make inroads that will make life better. And more importantly, we will change the conversation so that more people across this country believe in their power to have what they need and that they deserve it. And so I'm not overly impressed. I'm just really excited about having the opportunity to lead and to get some things done.
Stacey Abrams, thank you for being on, and we'll have you on, I'm sure, several times before November and on the television show, but we are glad you took time to be with us today. Stacey Abrams, the Democratic nominee for governor of Georgia, y'all. Thank you so much, Stacey.
Thank you, sir.
And I think you heard it from her, and I think that we are seeing some real possibilities if we seize the possibilities. Now, again, we are in the era of Trump, and we can't just put on rose-colored glasses and things are rosy. We're going to have to work. But every victory shows you can win if you engage in fighting. And I think we as a people need to really understand and deal with that. Let's get ready to go to the phones. I wanted to get Stacey in, and I wanted to get Mary Pat in, And the rest of the show, I am going to talk to you. So much is going on. NFL penalties or threatened penalties on teams and players. The president pulling out of the North Korean summit. And we just saw the news flash that he is now going to pardon Jack Johnson, the boxer, the first black heavyweight champion. And I know that several people, including Don King, the boxing promoter, had asked that of the president. So let me put it this way. You are going to stop commuting sentences of low-level drug offenders, but you're going to pardon somebody for something that he should have never been convicted of. I think it's good, but it certainly doesn't come anywhere near balancing what you're doing yourself, Mr. President. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You on the phones, 1-877-532-5797. Shopton, keeping it real. Be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 57cash.com yesterday, and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 57cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 57cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 57cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 57cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There's no known cure, but you have the power to change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
I believe in you. Just four simple words, but to a child in need, they mean the world. When you become a child sponsor with Save the Children, you're saying, I believe in you. You're worthy of good nutrition, quality health care, and education. I believe in you. Just four simple words that can bring hope, that can change a life. Because when you believe in a child, you empower them to believe in themselves. Visit sponsor.savethechildren.org today and tell a child in need, I believe in you.